بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Terrorist attack in Shah Cheragh Shrine disgraced the hypocritical black-hearted Americans. This is the part of Imam Khamenei's speech in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on Tuesday, December 20, 2022, which was delivered when he met with a number of the families of the martyrs who were murdered in the Shah Cheragh terrorist attack. In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, praise be to God, Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings be upon our Master, Prophet Muhammad, and upon his pure progeny, particularly the remaining vestige of God on earth. I would like to welcome all you here. The tragic yet glorious tragedy that took place in the holy shrine of Ahmad ibn Musa Shah Cheragh, peace be upon him, is one that will remain permanently in history. First of all, it carries great meaning. Secondly, it is something that will remain. It is not an incident that will be forgotten anytime soon in Iran's history. Ahmad ibn Musa himself was martyred. His honorable brother Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza alayhi salam was also martyred. They martyred them so that their names and their memories will be forgiven. But were they forgotten? Was Imam Reza alayhi salam forgotten? Was Shah Cheragh forgotten? Much of the enemy's dismay, the memories of these two, their values, their status, and the greatness of God's mercy on them is becoming more apparent with each passing day.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Of course, the families of the victims are grieving. We understand that completely. They have lost their loved ones, their children, even young children, their parents. There is no doubt about that. They are grieving. People's hearts are aching for them, and so is mine. I too was greatly saddened by this tragedy, but in the face of this bereavement, there is a greatness which is the grace that God will bestow on them and you, the loved ones they have left behind. To illustrate the large extent of God's grace towards you, the Almighty God has stated the following in the Holy Quran. It is they who receive the blessings of the Lord and their mercy. The Holy Quran, chapter 2, ayah 157. The word they here referred to people like you. It is they who receive the blessings of the Lord and his mercy. God sends his greetings and blessings upon you, the families and the bereaved who are mourning over the loss of these martyrs. They, that is the martyrs, themselves have an excellent status.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Gave me hope, oh Allah, I want to thank to me.